welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in John chapter 18, verse number 28. The Lord Jesus has been betrayed by Judas in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's been taken to Caiaphas' father-in-law's house, Annas. He's then taken to Caiaphas, ultimately to the Sanhedrin, a mock trial given at night. The scriptures in other places in the Gospels say that they tried to get witnesses, but they could not find one witness to agree. The Lord Jesus declares in other places in the Gospel, they ask him and he declares plainly that he is the Christ. He tells them that he has taught openly and in the synagogue and in synagogues and in the temple, and that if they want to know what he said, to ask those that heard him. He's done nothing secretly, nothing covert. Everything has been in the open. And yet, they hate the Lord without a cause, and they condemn him to death. Peter is there with John and looking on. John seemingly closer to the Lord than Peter. And Peter denying the Lord three times before morning, as the Lord had told him would be the case. And now the Jews, having done, they've condemned the Lord to death, but they cannot put him to death. They don't have the authority to do so. We see in verse number 28 of John chapter 18 that they're going to take the Lord Jesus to Pilate, the governor of the region, who is in Jerusalem, if we understand correctly, from Caesarea, where his place of governance is. But he happens to be in Jerusalem at this time. And they're going to take him to Pilate's judgment hall that they might condemn the Lord before him and seek that he be put to death. Then led they, verse 28 of John 18, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. And of course, this reference here that of the Passover, the Lord Jesus has already observed the Passover. Passover day itself, where the lamb has been put up and then killed and roasted and eaten by the children of Israel in their houses, with being fully clothed, ready to go, on their feet. Different things that the Lord gave Moses for them to observe and remember their deliverance out of Egypt. The Passover itself has already been observed in this evening before. And this is Wednesday, the Jewish Wednesday, having started at 6 p.m. Okay, it would be 6 p.m. our Tuesday. Wednesday has started, not Friday, but Wednesday. And the eating of the Passover was done in the evening at the beginning of that day at 6 p.m. And now this reference here to the Passover, as it was commonly with the Jews, is referring to the Feast of Unleavened Bread. There's going to be 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread that are going to follow after the Passover day. And so they don't want to be defiled. They want to be able to eat that. And the place of the judgment hall of the Romans was a place of defilement, they concluded. And so they took Jesus there, but they did not enter in themselves. They're, in a sense, out in the street or out in the court. Verse 29, Pilate then went out unto them and said, what accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee. So Pilate asked, said, what's he accused of? And they say unto Pilate, if he wasn't guilty, we wouldn't have brought him here. You need to trust us. He's guilty. Then said Pilate, verse 31, unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law. Said, take care of this business. I don't want any part of this. You take care of it. Judge him according to your law. It's no matter to me. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. So they were not able to put him to death. And had they followed the law, had they followed the law that God had given Moses for the offense that they accused the Lord Jesus of, he wasn't guilty, but they accused him of it, what would have been that according to the law given to Moses is that he should have been stoned. But instead, the Lord Jesus is going to be crucified. And crucifixion is a Roman torture and a Roman capital punishment. And so they say it's not lawful for us to put any man to death. They're under the jurisdiction. They're under the governorship of the Romans. And they have found him, they say, guilty of death, but they cannot put him to death. Therefore, they bring him to Pilate. And then it says here, let's read in the latter part of verse 31, the Jews therefore said unto Pilate, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death, verse 32, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. John 3:14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Look and live. Look and live. The testimony of the Lord there and amongst the nation of Israel when they were bitten by those fiery serpents and the Lord commanded Moses. Moses intervened. He interceded for the people and the Lord told him to make a brazen serpent, put it on a pole. And whosoever looked at the brazen serpent that had been bitten by the fiery serpents, if they looked at the brazen serpent, they would live. And so it is with the Lord. He's going to be lifted up. He's going to be crucified. And whosoever looks to him will live. And so this saying, this prophecy even of the Lord Jesus in the day of his ministry was being fulfilled. He was and has to be crucified. It's the directive of God, the determinate counsel of the Lord for the sake of sinners. Not anything that Jesus has done wrong or anything Jesus has done sinful, but it's for his people's sins. Verse number 33, then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, saying, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? He says, do you know this, or have you been told this? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And so he says, I don't know about these things. I don't have a clue about these things. What have you done? You've been delivered up by the leadership of your nation. What have you done? Jesus answered, verse 36, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. The Lord Jesus tells him plainly, he says, my kingdom isn't of this place. If it were so, my servants would fight. But this isn't my kingdom. This isn't a battle that I would fight. This is not, it's not necessary for me to fight. I've come to do something else. And my kingdom isn't from this place. Pilate therefore, verse 37, said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And so he asked him, are you a king? And the Lord says, I've come to do what I'm doing now. I've come to bear witness unto the truth. What is the truth? Well, the truth is that God is our creator and he's created us. We sinned and we fell in Adam. And our sin is not just a physical thing that we do on the outside. We do sin against God with these old bodies. But beyond that, the Lord Jesus has taught and instructed and made it very clear that the sin, the factory of sin, the the wickedness that prevails amongst sinners, amongst mankind, comes from the heart. We need a heart change. We've been corrupted. The sin of our father Adam has corrupted us, defiled us, caused us to be depraved, and we are separated from God Almighty, our Creator. We're separated from Him. We need help. We need a salvation. We need redemption. We need cleansing. And that's what Jesus came to do. He came to save sinners, not to call the righteous to repentance, but to call sinners to repentance. And for sinners that will look to Him, will look to Him in repentance and faith, He will save. He says, "My kingdom is not from this world or of the things of this world." He says, "I've come to bear witness to the truth. I've come as Savior. And whosoever doeth truth, whosoever is of the truth, will hear my voice." And then Pilate makes a very famous inquiry and question, one that many in our world today are asking. They want to know. Man has always wanted to know this answer. Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" What is truth? What is truth? Pilate comes from this multiplicity of gods, these multiple gods, Greek gods that his Roman forebears inherited and took to themselves. He's been brought up with the worship of them and the sacrifice unto them and the honoring and acknowledge of them. He's got a god over all of them in Rome. Caesar is his number one god. And none of these gods have ever helped Pilate. They have never helped him. He's been given a miserable mission there in Judea. And his governorship there, oh, he would like to know what is the truth. And what he has been raised up in, what he has been exposed to, there's no knowing of the truth. There's no peace. There's no contentment. There is no help in where he is and what he has been told is the truth. He's found it all to be a lie, and he is left devoid of the truth. Pilate answered and saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, "I find in him no fault, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" Then cried they all again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.